Translation and Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Translation. Thereafter, exactly when Vasudev, being inspired by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, was about to take the newborn child from the delivery room, Yoga Maya, the Lord's spiritual energy, took birth as the daughter of the wife of Maharaj Nanda. Purport. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur discusses that Krishna appeared as simultaneously as the son of Devaki and as the son of Yasoda, along with the spiritual energy, Yogamaya. As the son of Devaki, he first appeared as Vishnu. And because Vasudev was not in the position of pure affection for Krishna, Vasudev worshipped his son as Lord Vishnu. Yasoda, however, pleased his son Krishna without understanding his godhood. This is the difference between Krishna as the son of Yasoda and as the son of Devaki. This is explained by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur on the authority of Harivamsa. Om Jnana Atimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Swapadantikam Vanchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanabhyo Vaishnavabhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Balaram is considered in terms of the appearance in this world from Goloka Vrindavan as a 15 years, at least 15 days older than Krishna. So Krishna blessed prior to appearing in this Nanda Gokula from Goloka. While in Goloka, Krishna blessed the personified potency called Yogamaya that Subha means Subhadra, that you take power from me and be blessed, and then you will be able to transfer this powerful personality, Baladev, you know, from Mathura to Gokula. Then the Lord, who is present in everything, and everything is being is parts and parcels, like the words Amsabhagyanam, Amsa means parts and parcels, and Bhagena means belonging to Krishna as his parts and parcels. And Krishna can either increase or decrease by his own sweet will. He can increase by being expanded into Vishnu, and he can naturally decrease by transforming himself into a little baby. By the blessings of Krishna, when Yoga Maya in Goloka Vrindavan, before coming to appear in this particular world, she requested Krishna something to the effect that, you know, I'm just going there as a Shakti. I'm just going as a sense of an energy. But she's completely personified and speaking to Krishna in Goloka Vrindavan. But when I go to Nanda Gokula by carrying the, you could say, Balaram, Sankarshan, Akashan, means to be attracted to the womb, from the womb of Devaki into the womb of Rohini, Akashan, to be forcibly attracted. Yeah, Sankarshan. So by doing this humble service, although it is very difficult, sort of not fruitive consciousness, but what's in it for me? I'm just hovering around like an energy, yoga maya. But can't I be like a participant also? So Krishna then blessed Yoga Maya that she will become the daughter of Yasoda, which is exemplified in this verse. And Yoga Maya was able to achieve the reputation of being the daughter of Mother Yasoda. And therefore Yasoda became famous by the blessings of Krishna. And she was naturally given that name, Yasoda. Yasoda means? He's connected. He said famous. Yes. It's more one who gives fame. So Yasoda means famous in one way, but you have to be famous to also give fame. In other words, you have to have something to give. If you're not famous, you cannot give fame. So Yasoda means one who gives fame actually to Yoga Maya to become the daughter of Yasoda by the blessings of Krishna in Goloka Vrindavan. And therefore another name for Yoga Maya as the daughter of Yasoda is not just Bhadra. Bhadra means auspicious. But Krishna says Subhe, you become Subhadra, most auspicious. Then when the Lord decided to leave the residence, in this also particular verse of Vasudeva and Devaki, in the prison house of Kamsa, which we explained briefly yesterday, when the Lord decided to leave the residence in the form of Vishnu, but instructing Devaki and Vasudeva, now I'm a little baby, I'll become and take me out of here to Nanda Gokula. At that particular, you could say, desire of Swayam Bhagavan Krishna being transformed from Vishnu in a way, which we explained, not really like that, but coming through the agency of Vishnu, who is the chief executive officer of this world. Yasoda expanded herself and appeared as the daughter, at least Yogamaya expanded herself and appeared as the daughter of Yasoda simultaneously. But Yogamaya also felt she has another service to do besides simultaneously appearing as the daughter of Yasoda. So she still has to be sort of energetic. And, you know, by her arrangement, Vasudev means the father, Vasudev means Krishna. So Vasudev was able to leave the prison house of Kamsa and sort of save the child from the hands of Kamsa by the arrangement of Yogamaya. So when Vasudev brought Krishna to the house of Nanda Maharaj, he saw that by Yogamaya's arrangement, Yasoda as well as everyone else was in what is called Yoga Nidra. Yogamaya, Yoga Nidra means a sense of deep spiritual slumber, not exactly material sleep. Like that. It's different. We cannot attribute our material experience in the material world to something that which is actually absolutely transcendental and spiritual. At that time, Krishna from Goloka Vrindavan I don't know how much time we have. Some detail is there. When Yasoda sort of apparently gave birth to the girl baby, Subhadra, who is an expansion of Yogamaya. Usually the girl baby is naturally kept on the right-hand side of the mother. Where the right hand goes under the baby and the mother caresses the baby with the left hand. So she's on this side. Yasoda. With Subhadra, the expansion of Yogamaya, as the daughter. So apparently, on a transcendental level, she was in deep spiritual slumber, Yoga Nidra, and she felt the presence of a baby while still being in deep spiritual slumber. See? At that time, Krishna is Aja, Anadim. That means he's beginningless and he's never born. Because we cannot tell Mother Yasoda that Krishna is born to you. Again, she'll take the broomstick and kick you out of the house. Krishna is never born to Yasoda. Krishna is the eternal son of Yasoda and Nanda. But Krishna appears to be born to Devaki and Vasudev. Yeah. So that Krishna was appearing to be born to Devaki and Vasudev is called Vasudev Krishna. See? But that Krishna was the eternal son of Yasoda, is Yasoda Nandan or Yasoda Dulal or the original Shama Sundar. That personality. So Krishna, by his own sweet will, appears as what is termed by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur and other acharyas, as like a twin. Like a twin baby. So Krishna is aprakat. That means he's unmanifest to Yasoda, but manifest in his own consciousness on the left side of Yasoda. while the baby girl is on the right side. So Mother Yasoda, as you could say, transcendental back portion is facing Shyama Sundara Krishna, who is aprakat, who is there but cannot be prakat, yes, or manifest. Aprakat means unmanifest, to become manifest. Okay? So when Vasudev brought Vasudev Krishna, the baby that appeared in the prison house, and when he crossed the Yamuna and came into, you could say, Vraj Mandala, yes, at that time Krishna began to make his prakat lila, manifest. Because when you cross the Yamuna and come into Vraj Mandala, there's no Vasudev Krishna. That Vasudev Krishna is kept sort of aprakat behind. So later on, when Krishna is about 11 years of age or so, when he leaves Vrindavan, that Vasudev Krishna becomes manifest again to go to Mathura Dwarka to kill Kamsa. So it's aprakat, then prakat again of Shyama Sundara Krishna. But it appears that Vasudev has the baby in his hand. And that's the baby. It's become Shyama Sundara Krishna. But the aprakat form is on Mother Yasoda's behind. So when, it's such a transcendental, amazing lila, amazing pastime. So when Vasudev came into the household of Ananda and Yasoda, by Yogamaya's arrangement, unknowing to Subhadra, who was a manifest form, everyone was in yoga nidra, deeply asleep, you know, spiritual slumber, they call it. So it's the closest word to yoga nidra, spiritual slumber. So when he saw that Yasoda was on her right side and the baby girl is there, the baby girl is there. When he saw that, he felt that in a very human-like way, it's called Nara Lila, human-like way, what if she gets up? You know, and she'll know that I'm like leaving my son here on a back, and I may take a girl baby, and she's gonna get upset. You know, it's like you're exchanging babies here. That's not so nice. Like that. So he was in great anxiety when he entered that room, like that. Yeah. So at that time, aprakat Krishna, you know, aprakat Krishna, like that. He sort of became a prakat, see? And that Vasudev Krishna that was carried by Vasudev entered into the form of Swayam Bhagavan Krishna as Shyama Sundara, because he's the source of all expansion incarnations, which is on the back of Mother Yasoda. So he kept the baby. So in other words, one twin entered into another twin, so to speak. That's the closest words from Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur. So then he came on this side, but and he was about to take the baby girl, but he could not. Why? Because Mother Yasoda's arm was, right arm was underneath the baby girl, and her left arm was over. Like, left arm was over. So what did Krishna do? Shyama Sundara Krishna. He began crying. Baby, crying. So when Shyama Sundara Krishna, the baby, began crying, then Mother Yasoda, he's hearing the crying from this side and not where the baby girl is. So in a transcendental spiritual slumber, she removed her arms, doesn't know she's doing it, And she went on this side and put a left arm under Krishna and a right arm, you know, caressing him. Oh, don't cry, you know, like that. But all in a spiritual slumber by the arrangement of Yogamaya. And then Vasudeva, oh no, this is good arrangement, because she turned the other side. And when she turned the other side, he wonderfully, you know, very carefully took the baby girl and went back to the jail of Kamsa. So this is a transcendental Krishna conscious culture which we should emulate. Especially mothers who have children, they should be careful that, you know, they should always hold their daughters on the right side and their sons on the left side. It's auspicious. It's auspicious. Learning from the appearance of the Supreme Lord. Yeah. And today also appears to be the anniversary disappearance of Srila Ramananda Rai. And then we'll read just one verse and a purport from the Chaitanya Charitamrita. So you can repeat after me. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. I had a marker here. Got it. Okay. Chaitanya Charitamrita. This is Adi Lila, chapter 10, text 134. Ehi pancha putra tomara mora priya patra Ramananda saha mora deha beda matra. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. They open the curtains now. Shishi Radha Gokulanandaki Jai. Shishi Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Ki Jai. Shishi Gaur Nithai Ki Jai. Translation. Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Bhavananda Rai, quote, your five sons are all my dear devotees. Ramananda Rai and I are one, although our bodies are different. Unquote. Purport. the Gaura Ganadas Dipika, text 120-124, states that Ramananda Rai was formerly Arjuna. He is also considered to have been an incarnation of the gopi Lalita, although in the opinion of others, he was an incarnation of Vishakha Devi. He was a most confidential devotee of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, quote, although I am a sannyasi, my mind is sometimes perturbed when I see a woman. But Ramananda Rai is greater than me, for he is always undisturbed even when he touches a woman. Unquote. Only Ramananda Rai was endowed with the prerogative to touch a woman in this way. No one should imitate him. Unfortunately, there are rascals who imitate the activities of Ramananda Rai. We need not discuss them further. In Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's final pastimes, both Ramananda Rai and Swarup Damodar always engaged in reciting suitable verses from Srimad Bhagavatam to pacify the Lord's ecstatic feelings of separation from Krishna. It is said that when Lord Chaitanya went to southern India, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya advised him to meet Ramananda Rai, for he declared that there was no devotee as advanced in understanding the conjugal love of Krishna and the gopis. While touring South India, Lord Chaitanya met Ramananda Rai by the bank of the Godavari, and in their long discourses the Lord took the position of a student, and Ramananda Rai instructed him. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu concluded these discourses by saying, quote, my dear Ramananda Rai, both you and I are madmen, and therefore we met intimately on an equal level. Unquote. Lord Chaitanya advised Ramananda Rai to resign from his government post and come back to Jagannath Puri to live with him. Although Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu refused to see Maharaj Prataparudra because he was a king, Ramananda Rai, by a Vaishnav scheme, arranged a meeting with the Lord and the king. This is described in the Madhya Lila chapter 12, verses 41-57. Sri Ramananda Rai was present during the water sports of the Lord after the Rathiyatra festival. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu considered Sri Ramananda Rai and Sri Sanatan Goswami to be equal in their renunciation. For although Sri Ramananda Rai was a grihastha engaged in government service, and Sri Sanatan Goswami was in the renounced order of complete detachment from material activities, they were both servants of the Supreme Personality of Godhead who kept Krishna in the center of all their activities. Sri Ramananda Rai was one of the 3.5 personalities with whom Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu discussed the most confidential topics of Krishna consciousness. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advised Pradyumna Mishra to learn the science of Krishna from Sri Ramananda Rai. As Subal always assists Krishna in his dealings with Radharani in Krishna Leela. So Ramananda Rai assisted Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his feelings of separation from Krishna. Sri Ramananda Rai was the author of Jagannath Vallabha Nataka. Do you have any comments or questions?
Thank you. Just Maharaj, from this verse, I was just trying to understand the position of Yogamaya, Subhadra and Durga. Because earlier when Krishna invites Yogamaya and instructs her to take Sankarshan from Devaki to Rohini, then he blesses her saying that in this world you'll be known as my sister, you know, Durga, Amba, these will be your names. And then now we see that the sister is Subhadra, who is Yogamaya, and we always hear Durga as being Mahamaya. So if you could please share something on that.
Mm-hmm. When Vasudev took the baby girl, you know, from the room in the household of Nanda Maharaj, where Yasoda was. And the baby girl was carried by Vasudev, and it's a little bit difficult to explain, but I'll try my best, because we're dealing with consciousness. We're not dealing with, you know, seeing a form of a girl or a form of a boy. There's no male and female in the spiritual world. They are forms of devotional service. It's crude, you know, to use those terms. But still, for the sake of philosophy, Prabhupada used those terms because we have to speak in the English language relative to material experience of male and female in the material world. Now, Yogamaya, being an energy, expanded and transformed, you could say, herself, we have to use the word, into the form of Subhadra. When Vasudev carried Subhadra on the way from Vrajmandala, Nanda Gokula, crossing the Yamuna, which gave way, as gave way previously, to come this way. So going through the waters of the Yamuna, that Subhadra takes the consciousness of simply Bhadra. From Subhadra to Bhadra. Because Yogamaya, in the form of now Bhadra, changing consciousness, knows that, you know, she has to deal with Kamsa. Has to deal with Kamsa. So when Kamsa heard that you could say, external cries of the daughter of Yasoda, who is known as Subhadra, now Bhadra. Yeah. External cries means that it gives like an alarm. Kamsa, come. You know, Kamsa, come. Like that. That's an external thing. But internally, you know, Subhadra or Bhadra is ready for him. Yeah, come. So when the child, Prabhupada calls Yogamaya Devi, in other words, you have Yogamaya. Now Prabhupada says, this is not Yogamaya, this is Yogamaya Devi, baby, girl. Yeah. And Devi means also the younger sister of Lord Krishna. So when Kamsa picked up that child, to dash and kill the child onto the stone floor of the prison house. We are aware that Yogamaya Devi, who happens to be the younger sister, Anuja, of Krishna, has slipped upward. Normally, you slip downward. Right? But this child slipped upward and appeared in the sky. See? So, consciousness of Yogamaya in the form of Subhadra changes when they cross the Yamuna and becomes Bhadra. But when this Bhadra, Yogamaya Devi, is touched by the consciousness of Kamsa in his hand, you know, just with one hand he took the child. Child is small. So when that touch of Kamsa gets into Bhadra and she slips upwards transcendentally, she becomes Durga. Because of the touch of Kamsa. So far, okay? Yeah. So it's all different stages of consciousness of the same personality in Lila Shakti, past the importance. Yeah. So, from Subhadra to Bhadra to Durga. See? And 10 arms. So when Durga, you know, announced to Kamsa, hey, that death personified for you is not here, it's somewhere else. He became like completely fearful and petrified, and then she completely disappeared to reappear, as the daughter of the Vindhyachala mountains. This Durga. Prabhupada mentions in the purports in the 10th canto. And then she's known as Vindhyachala Vasini. A name, she takes the name of the daughter of the Vindhyachala mountains as Vindhyachala Vasini. And she remains there because of a sort of a transcendental contamination by the touch of Kamsa. She couldn't go back there and so forth. Back to Mathura. Vindhyachala Vasini, her name is. And from that point on, she comes Vaishnavi Devi, you know, and north they go to Vaishnavi Devi, you know, Bhadrakali in the south, you know, she expands from that point of Vindhyachala Vasini. So when that happens, then she remains there in terms of performing some sort of austerity or tapasya and vairagya vidya. Through knowledge of vairagya, she wants to purify herself, so-called purify herself. Yeah. And then she reappears again after Kamsa is killed. Then the contamination, so-called, is gone. Transcendentally. Yeah. So after Kamsa is killed, and when Jarasandha attacks Mathura, you know, then Krishna takes all his associates into Dwarka. Yeah. Then she appears again as the younger sister, as Subhadra in Dwarka. So that period of transcendental growing up as a baby, got into, you know, becoming Durga, slipping from the hands of Kamsa, so-called contaminated from Bhadra to become Durga, goes to become the daughter of the Vindhyachala mountains, becomes Vindhyachala Vasini. Then she again, at austerity, takes back that original form of Subhadra. So that period is never discussed. It's not discussed because it's called sort of, you know, how can Kamsa touch, you know, Krishna's younger sister? But he did, in terms of Lila Shakti, past the importance. and appears in Dwarka. And then she marries Arjun. That okay? It's time, I don't know. It's 8:30. So what do we do? Oh, you're giving blessings, permission. Okay. All right. Very well. Let's give a chance to the Vaishnavis if they have a question, because even yesterday I took a question from this side, but not from that side.